Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're on a mission, and it's one that really cuts straight to the core of your financial future. We're synthesizing the, let's face it, the highly complex landscape of U.S. gold IRA providers. The goal here is to create the ultimate shortcut for you, for anyone who wants to safeguard their long-term stability. You send us the research, the articles, and we have distilled it all down.
And that shortcut has never been more valuable. As we're looking at 2025, interest in gold IRAs is just spiking. Mm-hmm. We're seeing this particularly among people aged, say, 40 to 70.
And why is that? What's driving it?
Well, the drivers are pretty unmistakable. It's a deep-seated need for real portfolio diversification, you know, outside of just stocks and bonds. And then there are these pervasive concerns about inflation, the silent wealth destroyer, and just broad anxieties over currency risk. Gold is moving beyond being some kind of exotic investment. For many, it's now a key component of wealth defense.
Okay, so let's unpack that, because when people think about converting their retirement funds, they often fixate on the metal itself, you know, the purity, the type of coin, that sort of thing. But the premise of our deep dive today is this: choosing the right company that matters so much more than the specific bar of gold you choose.
Oh, absolutely.
A poorly vetted provider can introduce all these unexpected administrative costs, complex transactions, or just inadequate advice that completely undermines your goal.
That is such a critical distinction. The provider is your long-term partner. They're your custodian. So to figure out which partners are trustworthy, we've evaluated the top names using five crucial metrics. As we walk through these companies, we're asking, how long have they been in business? How good is their educational material? Is their fee structure transparent, or is it confusing?
What do their reviews really say? Not the flashy ones.
Exactly. What does their reputation look like? And finally, what are the exact terms of their buyback policies? These five things. They really determine the real-world cost and the reliability of your provider.
All right, let's jump right in. Let's start reviewing the key players based on the sources. We'll begin with Augusta Precious Metals. Their name almost always comes up first when the conversation turns to customer guidance. What did our sources find?
Augusta stands out because their core strength is education.
Yeah.
Almost above everything else. I mean, they have a solid operational history, but their differentiator is the quality of their consultation process. Our sources highlighted a very structured, personalized approach to that first conversation. They aren't just selling you something. They're actively committed to making sure you feel completely informed and comfortable before anything happens.
That sounds great on paper, but what does that mean practically? If they're spending so much more time educating, are they maybe geared toward a specific kind of client? Is there a trade-off?
Yes. There's a clear fit here. They're probably best suited for customers who are brand new to the physical metals market, you know, those who need that thorough foundational guidance. The trade-off is often in their service model. They're built for quality, not necessarily for the customer who wants the absolute fastest, highest volume transaction. And they do provide a free gold IRA kit, which, from what we've seen, is way more than a glossy brochure. It's a real educational primer.
Okay, so it sets you up to be an informed consumer before you even spend a dime.
Precisely.
All right, moving to Goldco. They have a massive reputation, a huge track record. When we look at their longevity, how does that translate to confidence for you, the customer?
Goldco's reputation is robust, and that longevity means high operational predictability. When a company has been around for that many years and kept strong customer satisfaction scores, it signals stability. For Goldco, our sources really point to two crucial areas: the reliability of their fee structure, which is generally transparent, and their established buyback policies.
Wait, hold on. Let's drill down on that buyback policy for a second. If the goal is defending your wealth, why is that such a foundational piece? Can't you just sell the metal on the open market when you retire?
That's a great question, and it's a really common misconception. The buyback policy is your essential liquidity safeguard. Think about it. Years down the road, you need to liquidate your assets. Dealing directly with a company that set up your IRA is often the quickest, safest, and most predictable way to do it. Goldco's strength here is that their system is well-oiled. Their terms are often clearer than some of the newer, less established players. It's part of the long-term defense strategy.
So what's your exit plan? It ensures that when you need the money, you get it without any unnecessary friction.
You've got it. It's the exit plan.
Okay. Next up, Noble Gold Investments. The sources suggest a pretty distinct service profile here. What does this term boutique service style actually mean?
Noble Gold definitely occupies a unique niche. When we say boutique, we mean a more white glove, highly personalized setup experience. This suggests they're well-suited for customers with complex initial portfolios or maybe high-value transfers, people who really appreciate having a single, dedicated representative through the whole process.
So the opposite of a high-volume call center.
Exactly.
But if they're boutique, does that potentially imply a higher minimum investment or maybe a smaller inventory compared to the larger players?
That's often the trade-off, yes. The personalized service is a huge plus, but that model can sometimes involve different minimum investment thresholds.
Yeah.
The ideal customer for Noble Gold is someone prioritizing that personal attention, maybe a first-time investor with high anxiety about the whole process who's willing to pay for that high-touch guidance.
Makes sense. Let's move on to Birch Gold Group. They're also heavily into education. How do they compare to Augusta? And what do the sources say about their fee transparency?
Birch Gold Group maintains a very strong focus on comprehensive consultation, which, yes, puts them firmly in that education-focused category with Augusta. Where the comparison gets interesting is in the detail of their fee structure. Our review focused on how clearly they disclose their pricing. You know, are they using complex pricing that kind of hides the total cost, or is it a simple flat fee model? With Birch, the feedback generally centers on the clarity and quality of that initial pricing disclosure, which is a non-negotiable factor for anyone looking to protect their savings.
Right, you can't have your savings being eroded by hidden costs. That defeats the whole purpose.
It defeats the entire purpose.
Okay, two more to analyze before we connect the dots. Let's look at Preserve Gold. They have a significant operational history. What's their main differentiator?
Preserve Gold seems to have focused heavily on long-term support, or what you might call aftercare. They get that the purchase is only step one. For a lot of investors, setting up the IRA is less stressful than not knowing who to call 5 years later with a complex question. So Preserve Gold builds their brand around that reliable customer support, ensuring that once you're a customer, you don't feel abandoned. They're a good fit for someone who prioritizes that ongoing peace of mind.
And finally, Lear Capital. What should we know about their reputation and specifically the details of their buyback policy?
Lear Capital has a generally solid reputation and, like any high-volume organization, a long track record. But scrutiny is key here. Because they operate at such a large scale, we'd strongly advise you to study their buyback policy details. The fine print is non-negotiable. For instance, you have to know if there are specific holding periods that affect the repurchase price or if the buyback offer is just a fixed percentage below the spot price.
So what's the common trap there? When people are reading those policies, what should they really be looking for?
The common trap is misunderstanding the spread. If a company offers a guaranteed buyback, the crucial detail is the price they buy it back at. If the terms mean they'll buy your gold back at, say, 5 or 7% below the current market price, that's a huge difference compared to a provider offering a tighter spread. Clarity on that repurchase percentage is vital for protecting your future liquidity.
That was a fantastic, detailed breakdown. Okay, now let's move from the specific names to the universal rules. We have all this source material. How do we shift from individual company facts to broader decision-making filters?
Right, we transition from profiles to filters. And there are three core filters that apply across the entire industry. The first is recognizing the company's true service model. Is it genuinely education-focused, or is it operating with a sales-driven approach?
How can you tell the difference?
An education-focused firm will spend time detailing tax implications, custodian fees, all of that, before recommending a product. A sales-driven firm, on the other hand, often pushes a specific inventory item early in the conversation. They might skip straight to discussing minimum investments without really establishing your goals.
And that leads right into our second filter, doesn't it? The battle between fee transparency and complexity. Can you give a tangible example of what a hidden cost looks like?
Certainly. Transparency means flat, clearly disclosed annual administrative and storage fees, often right there on their website. Complexity, however, might hide fees in transaction costs. For example, some companies might charge a percentage-based fee on the purchase value instead of a flat fee for the transfer. If you're moving a large sum, that percentage can dramatically increase your cost overnight. It directly impacts how much wealth you've actually defended. If you can't calculate your exact annual cost in 5 minutes, that's a red flag.
That's a great rule of thumb. The third filter is the contrast in scale and service. Boutique versus high volume. What does this ultimately mean for your experience over the years?
This really defines the level of personal access you'll have. A boutique provider, like the impression we got from Noble Gold, means hyper-personalized service. A dedicated account manager who knows your file. That high-touch service can minimize setup errors and anxiety. High-volume companies, on the other hand, offer streamlined, fast processes and maybe lower costs due to scale. But your account might be handled by a rotation of staff. The choice rests entirely on what you value more: speed and cost, or personalized guidance.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, and frankly, absolutely critical to the mission of Wealth Defense: trust. This is a long-term relationship. So how do you go about assessing the trustworthiness of a provider beyond their flashy ads and their claims of being number one?
Trust assessment requires rigorous due diligence. You have to move past the glossy marketing. Longevity years in business is a solid starting point. But crucially, you have to scrutinize their standing with reputable business monitoring agencies. Look at their rating criteria, and more importantly, the number and the nature of complaints filed against them. That baseline of accountability is essential.
And what about reviews? We see thousands online, but what do real reviews, the substantive ones, typically reveal about a company?
Real reviews reveal the friction points that marketing will never, ever touch. Don't just look at the 5-star reviews that say great service. Look at the 3-star reviews that offer detail. Are there patterns? Do people report being unable to reach their rep after the sale? Were there unexpected fees that popped up during the transfer? And most importantly, search for comments on their buyback handling. If reviews suggest delays, confusing paperwork, or lowball offers, that's a massive indicator of operational risk.
Which brings us straight to the warning signs. If the goal here is protecting retirement funds, what are the common pitfalls that you should absolutely avoid?
The biggest common mistake is letting fear or urgency rush the decision. The warning signs are almost always tied to aggressive sales tactics. If a provider is putting intense pressure on you to finalize the deal immediately, gold is moving fast, you must commit today, that's a major red flag. Another is any resistance to providing full fee disclosure in writing, or any company that tries to undermine your ability to talk with your own financial advisor. And if they make inflated guarantees about future performance, just remember, you are engaging in wealth defense, not speculation.
Focus on stability, not hyperbolic growth.
Exactly.
This has provided such a clear lens, really slicing through all the noise. So to summarize our deep dive, what is the core advice for our listener?
The core takeaway is simple. You have to match your needs to the provider's established strengths. If you know you need extensive handholding and education, companies like Augusta or Birch Gold are excellent starting points. If you prioritize scale, efficiency, and a long track record, maybe Gold Co. is a better fit. Understanding whether you need that boutique service or high-volume processing is really the key.
And the final guidance for someone who's ready to take that next confident step.
The necessity of a thorough, unrushed consultation cannot be overstated. Spend time with your experts. Ask pointed questions about those buyback policies. Demand full fee transparency in writing. And adopt a long-term mindset. This is a strategy meant to defend your wealth over decades. Solid protection depends entirely on pairing yourself with a transparent, trustworthy provider.
We strongly encourage you to explore the providers we've discussed and request those free educational materials like the Gold IRA kits we mentioned. That first step of just gathering independent information is the best defense against making a costly mistake.
And here's a final thought for you to mull over. If the ultimate goal here is rigorous protection and diversification, and we just spent all this time analyzing trustworthiness, fee transparency, and long-term liquidity, what other asset classes or funds inside your overall retirement portfolio might benefit from this exact same level of scrutiny? Don't let your quest for transparency stop with physical metals.